Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Living the Dream. My name is Christian Ramirez, your host here at kpcradio.com. We're getting towards the end of the semester, and I was scared about finding new guests because it's been hard all semester to find new guests. But luckily, I went to this amazing wedding on Saturday and met one of my girlfriend's oldest friends, I would assume. Yeah. Here in studio, I have Patil Injean. Correct? Yep, did I pronounce right. that correctly?
Yep, that's perfect.
All right, and then everybody calls you Pot?
Yeah.
Or Pat?
Pots.
Pot.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you Armenian as well?
Yes.
Like my girlfriend?
Yes.
The wedding was super cool on Saturday. It was my first time being in an Armenian church. That was very interesting to me.
Yeah, it's very different.
Yeah, but then it was still like all kind of the same. Like there's still like Jesus and Mary and the apostles and stuff like that. But then everything was in Armenian.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand one word being there.
Me too.
And you spent your whole life going to an Armenian school, correct?
Yeah, and you know, in school we do have religion class where they will teach you the main prayers and what you're actually saying, but it's kind of like English, where if you read Old English, you wouldn't necessarily understand or even be able to read it.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Armenian. There's Old Armenian, New Armenian. Oh. We speak the newer dialect.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So, Patil, I don't know if you've listened to my show. I'm assuming not. Not very many people have, I think, just my family members and Jessica. But here on the show, we kind of just go over like work history. It's kind of like going through your resume from the bottom to the top. I want to hear about, like, your first job and then your worst job and then what you're doing now, you know? And that's basically what I do. So what was your first job?
I think my first paid job was tutoring physics in high school.
Physics?
Yeah.
Wow. That seems terrible to me. I hate math. How'd you like that?
It was okay. It was kind of hard. Physics is not a easy subject. The concepts are kind of hard to understand.
Mm-hmm.
But, in our school, everyone knows everybody.
Yeah.
So it's actually kind of easy to get through.
Your school is very small, correct?
Very, very small.
Yeah.
I'm sure Jessica's told you. Our graduating class was like 60 people.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were a little bit bigger. My graduating class, because I went to a small private school too, my graduating class was 52 people.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Did you tutor more than one kid or...
No,
were you kind of doing like a service?
No. I just started off with one, just one person.
Okay.
And then the year after that, I did a little bit of math, like calculus.
Okay.
And then right after graduation, I started working for like a tutoring center, Mathnasium.
Oh, yeah, they're still around.
I
see them. Uh-huh.
So I did that for a couple of months too, until I got like on my feet.
Yeah, yeah. And what's on your feet? Then what did you do after tutoring?
Well, after tutoring, you know, I wanted to apply to grad school. So
at this point, you had already gone to...
To undergrad and everything.
CSUN, right?
No. So I actually went to undergrad at Cleveland Chiropractic College.
Oh, okay.
And... I went there straight after high school. I got enrolled into the program with the bachelor's degree and the chiropractic degree.
Mm-hmm.
So in total, it was supposed to take me 6 years to finish. But after kind of getting into it, and at the same time, you know, my dad started to get really sick.
Oh.
I had like a change of inspiration, and I didn't want to do chiropractic school anymore. I wanted to do medical school.
Oh.
So I ended up graduating with my bachelor's for 3 years. I actually came to Pierce to do...
Oh, you did?
I did.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I did a lot of my requirements here.
Nice, because it's cheaper.
And it's faster.
Yeah, it's faster, that's right.
You don't
right.
have to wait. No one's telling you how many units you can and can't take. And then taking extra classes out at the university, it's way more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Here it's like you could do it a couple times a year, you can enroll a few times a year, so it was no brainer.
Yeah.
So I did Pierce and that at the same time. I finished in 3 years and then I did the Mathnasium thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. That's cool. And then now you just graduated from medical school?
On Friday.
Yay. Congrats, that's awesome.
Thank you.
You've dedicated how many years of your life to medical school now?
Just medical school, four.
Four, okay.
But prepping ahead of time, in total, I would say, is about like 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happens now that you're graduating?
So now, depending on you know, what everybody wants to do, they have to do a residency.
Right.
In the state of California, you have to do a residency. I am going to do internal medicine for another 3 years, mm-hmm. and then in 3 years, kind of reassess if I want to continue or if I just want to start practicing.
Okay. What does a residency really entail, though? Like, is it kind of like going to class but just at a hospital at this point, or are you shadowing doctors, or?
So at this point, you are like a physician, uh-huh. physician with extreme supervision.
Right. Okay.
So you would essentially be seeing your own patients. You give them, you know, your opinions, your thoughts about their diagnosis, their condition. You're the one counseling them, educating them about their condition. The only thing is you have your attending who's supervising every step of the way, and you have to check with them before you do anything. So it's very safe. Mm-hmm. Don't ever be worried. We have tons and tons of supervision. You're never alone. Just until you, you know, it's very different learning medicine from a book versus learning how to treat people
out in the real world.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, people are not, you know, multiple choice questions. They have emotions, they have feelings. And, you know, when they come to see me, they're usually not feeling very good.
Right.
They're actually feeling very bad. So I would even say sometimes you even get the worst version of people, and it's your job to make them feel better, mm-hmm. in all aspects of it, physically, emotionally.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah.
There's nothing more than a doctor that you feel actually like you connect with.
Definitely.
Jessica hurt her knee a little while ago, and we were going to the doctor to like get them to really help her fix her knee. And like the first three doctors, it was like, oh, these people are terrible. Like, it would just be like, okay, this is what happens. This is what's going to happen. Sorry. Okay. Bye. And then finally, like the last doctor we had was like, I know, I'm so sorry this happened to you. And like, she felt super comfortable with him because she felt like he connected to her. So it was super nice.
Yeah.
And you noticed that difference.
Definitely. I think as a patient, and I know, like when my dad was really sick, he had a double lung transplant.
Whoa.
Yeah. So when he was in the hospital, I actually worked for a lot of his doctors, mm-hmm. just like during my transition to medical school. And so I knew all of them and their emotional support, like to the family. My dad was like pretty much knocked out the entire time, you know. He had no idea what was going on. But we, the family, we knew what was going on. And it was just nice to have somebody sit with you and say, hey, what you're going through is really hard. Yeah. I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
Made me feel better. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I could see why. I understand. What's your plan now, right? Because you're graduating Friday, and then you're starting your residency when?
June 25th.
June 25th. So you got a little bit of time off. You got like a month off. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do with your month off? I mean, you've been working so hard for, what do we say, 10 years now? So what are you going to do? You got 1 month to do what you want to do. What are you going to do?
Probably a little bit of traveling.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, visiting friends. Mm-hmm. I have to move.
You have to move. Yeah, oh, that's another thing, right? You have to move somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think, do you know where you're going?
Yeah, I'm going to move to the Inland Empire, Redlands, California.
Yeah. Fun.
I'm excited.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, you said travel. Where do you think you'll go?
Well, I already went to Maui.
That's awesome.
For a week, so that was amazing.
Uh-huh.
Probably going on a hiking trip, a camping trip.
Nice.
Pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe do like a beach camp pretty soon. So yeah, just small things, but.
Yeah, Jess and I would love to join you. We just bought a tent.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it one of those like one-person tents or those living rooms?
No, it's not the living room ones. It's a two-person tent, but it's like, it's just a little bit bigger than like this section right here.
Oh,
I mean, okay. I know people can't see us on the radio, but what do we say? Like probably like 4 feet wide and 6 feet long,
okay.
7 feet long. But it's perfect. We want to go camping a bunch too, so let's go beach camping.
I'm down.
Yeah,
let's do it.
So since it is kind of like the last bits of this show, I kind of wanted to stray away from my template, you know.
Okay.
And since you are my girlfriend's friend, I want to get to know you. Because I think, like, as a good boyfriend, you should get to know the people that have grown up with your girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. What was Jessica like in high school?
Oh, my gosh.
Was she, like, the nerdy girl?
No.
She wasn't the slutty girl, was she?
No, no. Oh, my gosh. No, she, you know, she was just like a another version of herself today.
Okay.
Very fun-loving, free spirit, always smiling.
Okay.
And like, the way she handles, like, problems is very relaxed.
Okay.
It makes me, I feel very comfortable around her, especially, like, in a state of a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
She's just very relaxed. Like, it's going to work out. Mm-hmm. No worry. Very happy girl.
Yeah,
she That's is. What I remember Jessica as.
Okay, how about you? What were you like in high school?
I want to say I was a happy person. I don't know.
Okay. Did you play sports?
I did.
You did. What did you
play?
Yeah.
I played basketball. I played volleyball.
Nice.
I ran cross country.
Uh-huh.
And Jess and I actually did all of that together.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. She was really good, too. We spent miles and miles and miles, like, running side by side.
Yeah.
Next to each other.
Right,
you know,
right.
Like, gosh, we talk about the randomest things, the grass, the animals. There's, like, poo on the trail.
Just anything, like, to take your mind off of the running anything. Part of what you're doing?
Anything.
What else? Let's see. You recently got engaged.
Yeah.
Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Like, all these good things.
I know. 2018, my year.
Do you guys have a date for the wedding?
No, not yet. With work, it's really hard to find the perfect timing because, well, I only know from my other friends and how they've planned their weddings. And I would say, like, maybe the month coming down to the actual day of the wedding, you got to be there and ready to go. But I'm going to be in residency.
Right.
So it's kind of a little bit of a priority.
Yeah.
So probably during my second year at some time.
Okay.
But we'll see.
Yeah, yeah.
There's still lots of time.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm super happy. I know I just met you the other night, but I'm so excited for you.
I know. I'm excited too.
And I can't wait to go because I went to my first Armenian wedding on Saturday, and it was like a concert. I felt like I was like at Armenian EDC.
Oh, yeah, that's a great way. Yeah, that's exactly what our
weddings are
like.
There was, like, a full camera crew. There was a DJ. Like, a special guest showed up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how everybody else does weddings, right? I mean, I've been to a couple. And, then, like, the open bar thing, that's cool.
Yes.
But on Saturday, there was literally bottles on the table. So you could be even lazier than going and getting a free drink. You could just serve yourself at the table. And that was such an eye-opener to me. Now, at my wedding, I'm going to do that.
Yes.
That was awesome.
Definitely.
Yeah. The food was, like, nonstop. It was delicious. I don't think people stopped dancing. Like, the dance floor was packed.
Yeah. No one stops dancing. I feel like across cultures, everybody celebrates their weddings differently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of my friends from school, she's from China, and she... we were just talking about weddings, and she told me that, you know, they actually don't even dance at their receptions. They kind of have, like, just a lot of food, a lot of, like, rich foods and eat and conversation, and there's, like, no dancing. And I can't imagine going to a wedding where I'm not dancing.
Yeah. I don't think I would go.
No, I would still go. But, you know, it's different. It's very different. And then my fiancé, we went to his classmate's wedding a couple of months ago, and very, very, like, opposite, where, you know, at that wedding we were at, there was, like, 350 people, maybe less, like, 300.
Mm-hmm.
And then being there, it was only, like, 75 people. And very intimate, a lot of speeches, a lot of emotions going around. And it was a very different experience.
Yeah.
No open bar, no, like, bottles on the table. But it was still really intimate. It was still a really, really nice wedding.
It was just really nice in its own way.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But no, Armenian style,
it's
a party.
That was awesome. I know. That was so cool. I had a blast.
I feel like you also came to, like, the creme de la creme of weddings.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Was that one of the better ones you've been to?
I would say so.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm in general, I love weddings.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I've ever gone to a wedding and not had a good time.
Mm-hmm. Are you just a sucker for love?
I think so. Yeah. I am.
Aww.
And you know, I really enjoy all the aspects of it. Like, all the work the brides do and the grooms. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't be, like, biased.
Yeah,
but all the work that they put into this one day, like, I want to absorb all of the details, like, the food they picked, the cake they picked, their flowers, the dress, their hair, their makeup, the groom's tuxes. It's all, like, a lot of planning. So mm-hmm. I just want to be very observant of it all and, you know.
And appreciate it.
Appreciate it, exactly.
Because they didn't just do that for themselves, right? Like, they also did it to accommodate, put a show on for their guests. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work. I photographed a couple weddings now, and it's a lot of detail that they put into it. It's crazy.
Yeah. So I want to sit and appreciate all of it. Yeah. That's why I feel like I have such a good time. Like, by the time I'm done looking at everything, like, the wedding's almost over.
Yeah, yeah. Especially that place was huge. That hall was enormous.
Yeah, and everything, you know, like, the walls, they are pretty gold. Mm-hmm. So they covered it all up with all of these curtains and sashes.
Yeah.
All of that, it takes time. Like, I'm sure the bride and groom, they went in there. They're like, okay, put the first sash this way then the second one this way to cover up the whole hall.
Yeah. And then it was changing colors, too. Did you notice that? That was cool.
Mm-hmm. It's all they chose all of that one by one. Mm-hmm. So I like to absorb all of it.
Yeah. I feel you. I was absorbing. I had so many questions that day. I was to Lara, which is your other friend that you grew up with. Mm-hmm. I was asking her questions nonstop.
That's good. Well, did you get all your questions answered?
I think I did, yes. Yeah, she did a great job. Thank you, Lara, if you're listening. So let's talk about your residency. Are you scared about anything, like, coming up with your residency? Like, because you're fresh out of, like, school and, like, kind of, like, that area, right?
Yeah,
so now the residency is kind of like you're on your own. Do you feel like...
Well, that's the best part. You're not on your own. Uh-huh. You're never on your own. And I think that because we work in teams, and in the team there's first-year residents who don't have that much experience. There's second years, there's third years, and then, you know, our attending who supervises all of us. Mm-hmm. So I don't feel alone. I am nervous because there are some patients I haven't seen yet, just being in medical school. I know there's going to be, like, challenging moments in residency where I'm going to have to tell someone something they don't want to hear.
Right.
And I love what I do. I love what I do. I love talking to people. I love listening about their health problems or any problems, really. And I know that there's going to come a day where I'm going to have to deliver bad news, and that makes me very nervous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do they help you out, like, at school, like, teaching you how to deliver bad news? Is that something that is taught?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, even seeing your patients, everything is taught to you. But learning something from a book or from a practice situation versus a real life situation mm-hmm. is very different.
Yeah.
I want to go in there prepared, but there's only so much preparing I can do.
Yeah.
And that makes me nervous, is just, you know, delivering bad news.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what you're scared of the most, I guess.
Yeah, because all the other parts, it'll come together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not going to know everything in the beginning, but that's why we work in teams. Yeah. And I am going to know it at the end of it. Mm-hmm. The information will be there, the, you know, writing good notes, or the science of it all is going to be there. I think it's the emotional part that's the hardest.
Yeah.
Is connecting to someone when they are not necessarily at their best.
Yeah, that's got to be tough.
Yeah.
Huh. Have you, I guess you kind of got to, like, distance yourself emotionally a little bit, but then it sucks because you seem to really be able and want to connect to everybody.
Yeah, I think that's a personal preference of how much emotional distance you want to have. Mm-hmm. I'm not like that. But then again, I mean, I've only been in medical school. I haven't been a resident yet, so who knows? Yeah. Who knows what the right way is? I think you'll just figure it out as you go.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
And are you and your fiancé moving closer to the hospital that you're going to be at?
Yes, we're going to be in Redlands, which is really close to the hospital.
Okay.
He's going to be commuting to L.A., which I'm very nervous about.
Yeah. How long is that drive?
It's about, well, with traffic, it can go anywhere from, like, 2.5 to 3 hours.
Oh, my goodness. You better show that man a lot of love.
I know. I have to perfect my mac and cheese so that he can come home happy at least.
So you can have something once he gets out of traffic. Oh, poor guy. But he loves you.
I know. I love him too. And it's not forever.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's only for a short while.
Mm-hmm. So So where do you, let's do this since we're running out of time. Where do you kind of like, what's your future plan for that? For like what's going on? Like, do you hope to maybe be in a hospital like in downtown or like something like that?
Well, as far as like a job, I'm very open-minded. I would love to do clinic. I would love to do hospital work. I'm just very open-minded to it. I'm also really into research. I love medical research. So I'm also hoping that that will be somehow incorporated into my career. But as far as like personally, I want to have some kind of a volunteer practice as well, where there are actually groups of doctors from USC that go to the streets of downtown and just kind of help out, you know, the homeless population, the population who's like not necessarily able to navigate the health system to get to a doctor. So I'm also very interested in working with groups like that.
Yeah, that seems cool.
On like a volunteer basis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. So it was great to talk to you.
Yeah, you too.
It's nice to like get to know you because I do genuinely like talking to people and having conversations. And it's just nicer when I know that like the girlfriend that I have and I love, right? And I love you, baby, if you're listening. but it's nice to then get to know the people that are close to her.
Yeah, definitely. Cool. Yeah. And it's, I mean, Jess is probably sleeping right now.
Yeah, I know, she just got off work.
I know, between like her job, my job, it's like so hard to like get to know her significant other, her friends, her new friends.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have this opportunity.
And look at us here.
While she's napping.
Yeah, I know. She'll listen to it later. Have you ever been in a radio station like this?
No, first time.
That's cool.
Yeah.
This is my second to last show, right? So I have my last show tomorrow, and I'm kind of sad. I'm gonna miss it. I'm gonna miss it.
Aww.
Yeah, I just I got word that I got accepted to CSUN.
Okay, woo! So
thank you,
congrats.
Thank you. So I'm starting in August, but that means I have to leave here. And I kind of wanted to. I kind of really like this now. Like the first episode, I was like super scared, and then now I'm like, oh man, I kind of want to keep doing this. But who knows? We'll see.
Hey, I'm back. You never know. Something will find you, and
That's
you'll
true.
Come back.
That's
Don't
true.
Worry.
All right. So the last thing I like to do with all my guests, Patil, is I like to do a series of lightning round questions where it's just like I ask and you answer.
Okay.
You know, like no thinking. Don't worry. It won't be like anything scary or controversial.
Okay.
Okay. So hold on 1 second. I'm going to put a little timer on here. Okay, there we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Is double dipping at a party acceptable?
No.
How do you feel about the word moist?
I'm okay with it.
Oh, okay, cool. It bothers a lot of people. If you could be any animal, what would it be?
Some kind of a fish.
Some kind of a fish.
I don't know.
Uh-huh. Tuna?
No, then everyone will eat me. No, something more scary. Maybe like a shark or something.
Okay.
Or a dolphin.
Nice. Okay, I love it. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Wars.
Star Wars. Okay, do your best Chewbacca impression. Hey, that was the best one.
Thank you.
I've asked so many people to do that. They're terrible. That was great. I give you the best Chewbacca impression award. All right. Would you rather give up electricity or indoor plumbing?
Electricity.
Mm-hmm. Say a word in Spanish.
Corazón.
Oh, that's good. Most people say hola. Can you name 3 U.S. presidents? Oh, that was quick. Can you name 3 U.S. presidents?
Oh, yeah. Obama.
Uh-huh.
Trump.
Uh-huh.
Bush.
That's right. All right. Cool. Good work. High five.
Thank you.
Well, Patil, it's great having you.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for taking the time to drive over
here.
Of course.
I had fun. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, everybody, my name is Christian. Hope you enjoyed this episode because I really enjoyed it. That was Living the Dream here on kpcradio.com. And tune in tomorrow at 1:30 because that will be my last show. I might have a long sign-off to say goodbye to all you listeners out there, but we'll see. Tune in and you'll figure it out. All right. Peace.